Today on Gardening in a Minute, mulch. This Florida-friendly landscaping principle is an attractive way to help control weeds, retain soil moisture, and moderate soil temperatures. Organic mulches can also help improve soil as they decompose. Many different materials can be used for mulch. Choose environmentally friendly mulch made from melaleuca, eucalyptus, or pine straw or bark. Avoid using cypress mulch, which is often harvested from delicate wetlands. Let fallen leaves stay under your trees to create self-mulching areas. Cut down on mowing by replacing grass with mulch in areas that are shady or difficult to mow. Apply mulch as needed to maintain a 2-3 inch layer and pull it away from the base of plants to avoid disease. Add mulch to provide that finishing touch to any landscape. For more information about mulch and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, succession planting of vegetables. Succession planting is a great technique for any vegetable garden, large or small. The goal of succession planting is to have a diversity of vegetables in just the right amount over an extended period of time. As soon as one crop is harvested, immediately replant with a different crop. This method of succession planting uses groupings of cool season and warm season crops. Another method is to make several plantings of the same vegetable. Lettuce, for example, can be planted every 2 weeks from October through February. A third type of succession planting involves a single planting of several different varieties with varying maturity dates. This method works well for carrots and sweet corn. By successively planting, you'll have just enough produce for your family's appetite, and you'll have it all year. For more information about vegetables, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, perennials for the shade. Shade gardens are a wonderful way to utilize the areas under trees, beside fences, and along foundations, but be sure to choose the right plants for your shady spot. Check your garden's shade patterns. High tree canopies give partial or dappled shade, while buildings or low trees provide full shade. Some shade-loving plants also love the sun, so if your shade shifts, look for plants like flax lily that adapt. Many shady areas are also dry, so use drought-tolerant shade lovers like Devil's Backbone. Shade-loving perennials include ferns, cressandra, and gingers, but many more are available. Perennials with white or brightly colored flowers or variegated leaves, such as Jewels of Opar, will stand out and turn that shady area into a garden showpiece. For more information about perennials, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, love bugs. The slow-moving lovebug is a familiar spring and fall sight to most people in the South. These small black and red insects swarm roads and coat cars, usually attached to a mate. Lovebugs migrated from Central America within the last century. They're attracted to exhaust fumes, so they hover over roads and get splattered on your car's windshield and grill during May and September. Lovebugs like hot temperatures and are only active during the day. The acid in lovebugs' bodies can harm your car's paint, so wash them off as soon as possible to prevent damage to the finish. A hood air deflector or screen may be of help. Unfortunately, there's no way to get rid of love bugs, so don't let them ruin your day. For more information about love bugs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, outdoor furniture. Outdoor furniture can give your garden space a homey feel and allow you to express your individual decorating tastes. Choose a style that you enjoy, like Mediterranean or English garden, or create a style all your own. Furniture made from wrought iron, aluminum, teak, and some types of wicker can be good choices because they withstand rain and humidity better than some other materials. If your furniture has cushions, remember to choose outdoor fabrics that won't rot or fade like polyester or acrylic. Also, make sure that cushions are stuffed with polyester so they will drain and dry quickly. Unique lighting can also make the outdoors look like the indoors. Look for products that have an all-weather light bulb and shades that are waterproof and washable. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFTFM.